The war in Iraq was one of the issues today. In a news conference where President Bush held in Washington, the president played down concerns over a recent Pentagon study suggesting the war in Iraq and deployments in Afghanistan had left the Army dangerously overextended. The president said things were actually going well in the military.
Retention's high, recruitment is meeting goals, and people are feeling strong about the mission.
The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General George Casey, admitted earlier this week that his troops are stretched. President Bush promised to make sure U.S. commanders have what they need in Iraq.
Now to the standoff over Iran's nuclear program. Iran says its nuclear plans are for peaceful purposes only. Not too many people buy that, and the West may ask for United Nations sanctions. But as NPR's Eric Weiner reports, it's not only nuclear weapons that the world is worried about. Iran has another weapon at its disposal, and that is oil.
Lots of oil, actually. Iran is the world's fourth largest oil producer. Every day, it exports more than 2 million barrels, twice as much as Iraq. Any move by Iran to cut off or curtail its oil exports would quickly translate into higher oil prices worldwide. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group, a consulting firm.
That's the reason why markets are already reacting. We've seen future markets, for example, $70 a barrel, because the psychology is such that people are very concerned. This could be a possibility. We've already seen the Iranians more than willing to talk about using oil as a weapon.
Should Iran act on that threat, says Bremmer, oil prices could skyrocket to $100 a barrel, or about $4 a gallon at the pumps. That may not sound like an appealing prospect, but neither, say some policymakers, is the prospect of a nuclear-armed Iran. Here's Senator John McCain speaking on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think that the president is faced with no good option. But I think, as opposed to the Iranians proceeding, and some say as short a period as 6 months, they will have at least acquired the technological capability, if not the absolute manufacture of these weapons, and the possibility of Israel feeling they may have to act or them acting against Israel. These are a set of bad options, but if the price of oil has to go up, then that's a consequence we would have to suffer.
I think, Senator McCain's comments are laudable. I just don't know if they're realistic.
That's Frank Verostro, head of the energy program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says that timing is on Iran's side. These days, countries like China and India are thirsty for oil, and there isn't a lot of excess supply sloshing around on the global market. That means, says Verostro, fewer options for the U.S.
20 years ago, if the United States needed additional supply, we got it from the North Slope or the North Sea. If it happens now, you're looking at Venezuela or Nigeria, possibly Russia or the Middle East.
In other words, not exactly the most reliable source of oil. The recent hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico also took a bite out of production. But would Iran really follow through on its threat to unleash its oil weapon? After all, half of the Iranian government's revenue and 80% of its hard currency come from oil sales. By cutting off those sales, wouldn't Iran be committing economic suicide? Yes, but
there are lots of things that the Iranians can do short of actually cutting off oil, which are going to impact gas prices in the United States.
For instance, says Ian Bremmer, Iran could threaten the movement of oil tankers in the Straits of Hormuz, a vital waterway that it controls.
It's not as if we're looking at cutting everything off or doing absolutely nothing. The problem is that the Iranians can ramp this up or back as they're pressed, and thus far they've shown every inclination to do precisely that.
In other words, Iran's oil weapon may not be as worrisome as a nuclear weapon, but it certainly poses a very real and immediate threat to the world economy. Eric Weiner, NPR News.